Life is full of adventures in the shape of places, people, and experiences. And in retirement, it's your turn to choose what those adventures look like. Whether you want to travel, fish, hit the beach, or see grandkids, it's important to take time to connect to your dreams for retirement. Welcome to the Delaware Retirement Connection with your host, Len. As a certified life coach and certified financial planner, Lynn combines life coaching and financial advisory skills to help retirees identify and fund their life goals, hopes, and dreams to make their retirement as amazing as they want it to be. Now, here's Lynn.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm here with my wife, Joyce, of over 30 years. Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
Hi, Lynn. Nice to be with you.
Always nice to spend some time with you. And we're going to be talking about teamwork and connecting with a purpose. I'd like that combination of teamwork and purpose, you know, connecting with a purpose. And isn't that really what teamwork is? Isn't that really what's necessary for teamwork, is to have a purpose, a unified purpose?
Yes, to be part of a team sounds like, you know, it's any number of people that get together and do something in the same direction, you know, so.
I like that, in the same direction. That's very good. Yeah.
That's, you know, what teamwork is a collective number of people with the same focus and purpose that works together to all to complete that goal.
But, you know, it's also interesting. What is that goal, and where is the team going, right? Because everyone can't have their own idea, right? And we've heard this a million times. There's no I in team. There is me, though. There's me, a team. But, my goal, my direction, what I want to do is only helpful if it's part of the team, right? If it's another direction, we can't go full force in that same direction. So how is it determined which direction we're heading in?
Well, hopefully there's a leader that, you know, has brought in the purposes to be shared. And, all the people involved have to be able to identify in that purpose and how they can contribute to that purpose to be able to complete that goal as a team.
Yeah, so I was kidding before that there's no I in team, but there's me in team. And reason I say that is because I have to be part of that team, right? I need to be part of that team. I'm not separate from the team. I'm part of that team. I have to buy into that. I have to absorb that same goal. And it's not that I'm not contributing. I'm just totally contributing consistent with that goal.
Being a part of it is being a part of the team.
Right, exactly. And to the extent that my goals diverge from the team, that's a point, that's a time where I'm really not helpful to the team. And so we need to be thinking about what different things that we're involved in, and to what extent are we part of the team, or are we a distraction, or do we detract from the goals? Because if ultimately, if we're not part of that team, we're really against that team. And that's true of so many parts of our life. Most obvious one is a sports example. Would be helpful to talk about that. That's a quintessential consideration of a team. But it's everything from relationships to community to really just about anything that we're trying to accomplish where we can't do it ourselves, or it affects other people, or it's better if we get others involved and, you know, we don't live unto ourselves.
And, you know, the combination of working together is something that is an encouragement to the whole group. You know, you're not isolated. but you also feel this sense of contribution.
Yeah. And so if you look at a team, any sports team, there's some sports where everyone does the same thing. Everyone does the exact same thing. And from, I think of a rowing team, right? Everyone is rowing the same stroke, the same rhythm, same toning, right? No one's saying, I think we should go a little faster. No, everyone is doing the exact same thing. And I think in some ways that's easier teamwork because you just do 100%, you know, what everyone else is. But I think where teamwork is harder is in those sports, you know, the classic example is football, where, you know, there are different people do different things. So one person throws the ball, other people catch the ball, and there are other people who just don't touch the ball at all. They will never touch the ball in the game, but they're getting other people out of the way. And so with that focus, you need to understand your role and how you fit into the team. And if you're not doing your job that's assigned to you, the team's not going to win. You might not like the job, but you have to absorb that. And ultimately, you have to like it if you want to do it.
That's why they call it team sports.
Yeah. Another thing that I think about a team effort is nonprofits. And That's a real interesting example of teamwork, because when you have a nonprofit, you know, there are other goals. The other goals really aren't about us as a team winning. If we're looking at sports, it's really focused on other people, right? Because nonprofits are designed to serve others. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting combination of doing something with others for something that doesn't benefit me specifically. That really takes teamwork to a different level.
Yeah, and it's a commitment that's outward focused for the benefit of others. And, you know, as a nonprofit, yes, you still probably have to raise some funds to do and fulfill the mission that you've got to do, But it's a mindset that you're really giving of yourself for this bigger purpose outside of you to benefit more people.
Right. It's specifically true if you're a volunteer, right? If you're mm-hmm. being paid, then there's something in it for you to get paid. But if you're a volunteer, the only thing in it for you is the satisfaction of the job done that benefits other people.
Right.
You know, even think about it, even the end result, you know, the accomplishment at the end of the day has little to do with you. It has everything to do with the, you know, with a bigger picture. And you did state, it was interesting, you stated that, you know, some people do fundraising, but, you know, not everyone does fundraising.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Some folks do the, you know, the in the trenches work. Some people, you know, do all the different parts of the organization. Of course, someone leads it, but ultimately the best leaders are folks who, this is always true, are effective in having others follow them. And the way we do that is by having a vision that people can latch onto and be excited about. So when you think about Lewis or Rehoboth or our broader area, do nonprofits come to mind? I mean, there's a few that I think of that are really effective doing this. I don't want to pick any specifically, because I don't want to ignore others. But, you know, there are some nonprofits that do things for the community. We see them through artwork that they make available, or beautification, or animals they care for, or music that they create. People that they assist. And there's many of them that really are doing an incredible work in the community, which quite frankly excites me to be part of the community. You know, there's a number of organizations that I like to explore to, you know, maybe even see how I can be part of them. So say something like that.
That's a good point. And there's probably several nonprofit organizations that, you know, you hear about in those avenues that you just talked about, you know, in art and music and beautification, that, you look around and say, somebody has to be a part of this. It doesn't just appear, you know, so it's something that has taken a vision for someone to allow that to have others enjoy the final product.
Yeah, so true. And really what that takes is a little bit of effort. It takes a little bit of maybe making yourself vulnerable, maybe doing something that you haven't tried before, and through the process growing. And we're getting back to a common theme here at Delaware Retiree Advisor: connection and growing, being part of something bigger than you, and love living here. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you for listening.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Lynn a call at 302-501-7711 and see where you stand in retirement. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan. 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Lynn at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
We're back. Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. I'm very pleased to have with me Warren Goldie and Bill Edelman from Lewis & Bloom. Warren is a founder, and Bill is one of the many volunteers with the organization. Thank you so much for joining us, fellas.
We're glad to be with you.
Well, I wanted to, first of all, thank you for the wonderful contribution you make to the area. You have such really an incredible work, and all the volunteers pitch in, and it's really just a spectacular time of the year to visit Lewis. What I'd like to do is ask you, what do you see as your mission?
I think it's a combination of things. It's to beautify the town and have an organization that everyone works together in for the better of the community.
Well, that's great, because the theme of our program is the whole idea of teamwork and connecting with a purpose. So that's wonderful. We'll be able to talk about that in some detail. But let me ask you this. It's a question for Bill. What would you say is the real heartbeat of Lewis & Bloom? What is the passion that
underlies the mission statement?
Well, the I'm relatively new to this organization. I just completed my first year. Both Warren and I have a pretty extensive background in the horticultural field, but I guess the real passion, my passion, and I think the people around us is just being in the gardens. That brings out the life of the town. It's just amazing how people respond to what we do. It's so self-rewarding, and it just creates the passion as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. In your mission statement, you talk about historic Lewis, and I'd like to talk a little bit about how does the historic part of Lewis connect to what you're doing? What do you do that ties into the historic feel of Lewis?
We have an antique or colonial herb garden that dates with plants that date back to colonial times. And we also plant a garden in the Lewis Historical Society's Cannonball House with plants similar as we can find that were planted by people back then. For example, we plant balsam, an annual, and that's a variety of plants that were planted by colonial settlers.
So how did LIB get started?
Well, it's a long story, but I'll make it short. I went over to England in 2001, in the fall of 2001. 9/11 hit, and I had to stay over for a few extra days, and I took a trip to visit our sister city of Lewis, England, and they had beautiful flowers there. And I said, I'd like to do that in my Lewis. And I came back, and I was looking for a way to do that. At the time, I was working for Baywood Greens, and they sent me to a trade show in the fall. And there I met a nice gentleman by the name of Alex Pearl, who was behind the booth at America in Bloom. It was the first year for America in Bloom. And he said to me, you need to join. This will get Lewis on the map. And started the America in Bloom program in Lewis. And we basically went from there.
Did you ever have any inkling where that would take you and where you'd be today? In your wildest dreams, did you ever think that this is where the organization would be?
No, never. We started with seven ladies and myself. And the first year they watered plants on Second Street with gallon milk jugs out of the back of their cars. Never dreamed that it would grow into what we do today.
So where are you all today with the organization? What is the extent of your work?
We plant flowers in, I would say 25 different areas in town, 7,800 annuals, 30,000 tulips. We have a decorating committee. We do fall decorations, winter decorations. We have a social committee, and we have events. It's amazing. 380 members. I never dreamed it would be like it is today.
Well, that's just outstanding. I just want to focus on two numbers: 30,000 bulbs and 380 members. And that's just sounds like an extraordinary numbers. What does it take to plant 30,000 tulip bulbs?
A lot of people getting down on their knees and cooperating.
I was going to say, Len, it also takes a lot of organization on Warren's part. He's being very modest here. You know, laying out the bulbs is the biggest challenge. The planting is secondary because that goes by within a hour. We can plant 5,000 tulips very easily, but we also have 40 people doing that. But it's the thought process before that really counts.
You're saying you can do 5,000 bulbs in an hour with 40 people. My math says that's about, 120 bulbs per person an hour. Is that my math correct? That's pretty fast bulb planting.
That's correct. Some people have augers and can plant much faster. Some people just plant with a trowel and they're slower, but it averages out to 100 to 150 bulbs per person per hour.
Len, the key is bulbs are all set out prior to us planting. So we have 5,000 bulbs already laid out on the ground, and then we start planting.
Well, tell us about your volunteers. You have almost 400 volunteers, and how do people connect with you? How do they find out about your work, get involved, and just be part of it?
Mostly, I think they join by seeing us working in the gardens and talk to us and say, we want to be a part of your organization. We want to do what you're doing. That's, I think, the way we get most of our members.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, here with Warren Goldie, the founder, and Bill Edelman, one of the volunteers of Lewis and Bloom. And why don't you tell our listeners how they may be able to connect with you, find a little bit more about the organization, how they can be more involved?
Well, one thing, Len, is we have a Facebook page and a website where they can direct themselves to Lewis and Bloom. And that's very easy to navigate. And like Warren said, most of it's word of mouth. Somebody's involved in this and they have a friend, they bring them in. When you really see us, we're busy bees in the summertime, but we start at 7 o'clock and we usually wrap up about 9 o'clock. The reason for this is because the meters kick in at 9 o'clock. But it's a whole nother world downtown and people out strolling. We're constantly answering questions and recruiting people that way. It's really not that hard. And out of the 380, we have probably 120 that are very active. And then there's behind the scenes operations other people take care of also.
Let's talk a little bit about the financial realities. What does it take? We just look at that one project. I know you have many projects, but I think the bulbs are what you're most known for, the tulips and probably the highest visibility and probably the most extensive financially and manpower and people power. What does it take financially to pull that off?
Well, the tulip bulbs cost us about $15,000 a year. The spring plantings cost us considerably more. And there's mulching involved and fertilizing involved with that and containers. And all told, we probably spend somewhere in the vicinity of $45,000 to $50,000 a year on our plant material.
And I guess that's taken care of by volunteers. Are you funded by foundations? You are a 501c3.
We are funded. We have fundraising activities, a wreath sale. We have some sponsors. We do get reimbursed for plant material in city parks. Have an annual summer appeal for. We have a tulip drive, for example, the last 2 years. That netted quite a bit of money. Overall, we do quite well. We get a lot of donations from individuals.
Well, that sounds a wonderful team effort. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thanks for listening.
What does your dream retirement look like? While you're busy thinking about that, why not let Len help you figure out how to make that happen? Simply call 302-501-7711 to get started. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning,
inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan. 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Lynn at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.
Thank you for listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, talking to two wonderful people from Lewis & Bloom, Warren Goldie, the founder, and Bill Edelman, one of the volunteers at the wonderful organization. We're talking about the wonderful work that Lewis & Bloom does in our area in Lewis and how they are affiliated with America in Bloom. You talked a little bit, Warren, about how you connected with the organization, but talk a little bit more about what America in Bloom is and what your relationship with them is. And also, you were evaluated by them in July of 2022. And what all did they tell you?
They told us we did a darn good job because we won the award for our population category for the fifth time. American Bloom is a national beautification organization. And they promote a competition among towns of various population categories. And their goal is to enhance the future and beautification of the country.
What's interesting about American Bloom is this evaluation is a 30 or 40 page evaluation. And this year is the first time I saw it. And it just not, they're just not talking about flowers and different plant material. It involves the whole city. It involves the merchants downtown. It involves our beaches. And they give us suggestions on how to improve our parks. And over the course of the years, we've taken as many suggestions as they gave us and tried to implement them in the city of Lewis. And that's one reason why we've have such a neat area, because we take their advice. And to read this report, you wouldn't even think that this has anything to do with flowers. You know, it's very comprehensive. It's detailed, and it's pretty interesting to read. And we have each year, we have a list of challenges that we want to address to make Lewis even better.
You know, I find it's very interesting. It's not about flowers. It's not about plants. It's about way of life and community. And that's what I find, you know, so really wonderful and fascinating about what you do. But it does start, the connection does start with people and beauty, people and flowers. And what is so captivating about flowers that people want to experience that and get involved in your organization? What is that connection between people and plants?
I think flowers, the beauty of flowers, lifts the spirits of people and the community. During the COVID years, when people were in their house so much, when they came out and saw the tulips, we just got so much praise. It just lifted the spirits of the community so much, and they thanked us so much for what we did. And it's repeated in the summer with our plantings. Makes the community a wonderful place to live.
And Len, if I can add, you know, the flowers put a smile on everybody's face, but it becomes contagious. The merchants, they get involved. They try to spruce their place up. And even when Warren started this years ago, it slowly evolved where the homeowners started to take a little bit more pride and making that extra effort to make their house attractive. So it just morphs into something that's just a continuous operation, and it just seems to get better each year, and everybody just takes so much pride.
There's been a tremendous synergy.
You know, for me, that's what makes it so important, right? There's a difference between planting a flower and other people catching that vision and taking part of it. I'd like to know if there are any specific stories you can share. I know you get a lot of comments, a lot of positive comments, but is there some that might have come up to you and said, this work you're doing has affected me in this way?
Most definitely. Years ago, I used to be the watering person for Lewis. I would take my truck out with a 200-gallon water tank at 3 o'clock in the morning and water the plants throughout the town. One morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning, when I was watering on the bridge, the canal front bridge, a man stopped his car, got out and said, "I'm dying of cancer. I drive across this bridge as many times as I can during the day because the flowers lift my spirits."
Well, I have to tell you, Warren, we talked to a lot of folks on our program. That might be one of the most amazing things I've heard on our program. I almost feel like I'm going to cry. So
I think I did when I heard that.
For your work. Oh, golly. I mean, I'm just teared up about that. And I can't even imagine how I would react to that.
It made what all the work that I have put into the organization over the years, it just seemed to make it so worthwhile, and just said, I want to do this forever.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, speaking with Warren Goldie, founder, and Bill Edelman, one of the volunteers at Lewis and Bloom. There's 380 people involved in doing what you do. Talk a little bit about the connection that folks have. How do they just come together with this? And where does that lead the relationships outside the projects that they do together?
Well, Len, the camaraderie we have here amongst the people that work in these different gardens, the way things are set up, a lot of us, myself, I work at multiple gardens, but we have different groups that concentrate on a particular garden, and some of them do several gardens. One thing is it's a social thing. People look forward to working, getting up and being there at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they look forward to their friends. If a friend is not there, they're wondering, is everything all right? Or, you know, where are they? And usually somebody can say, oh, they can't make it today. It's just an ongoing thing where people just enjoy not only working with other members of Lewis and Bloom, but it's also the people just walking by and just saying, thank you. They can't thank us enough. The little children, we have a section up at the library where we have, we're working, and just the mothers with their little daughters bringing them in and just commenting and showing the flowers. It puts a smile on everybody's face.
Len, one of our members a couple years ago broke her leg. We are like a family. Our members pitched in and brought her food every day. They did the yard work for her. That's what we are. We're one big family.
And also, Len.
That's beautiful. You know, I'd like to just finish. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we're open arms to everybody. You know, not everybody has the physical abilities of some of us, but no matter what they can do, if they can just plant a flower or two, that's more than they have to do. You know, nobody's turned down. We like everybody, even if you just come and talk to us and also pay dues.
Well, I just thought that's really beautiful to hear that. I'd like to conclude our segment to ask what's in store for LIB? What's in the future? What do you see as the vision for Lewis and Bloom?
I think the future is to be able to continue what we're doing. Maybe when I'm no longer around and when Bill is no longer around, I hope that we will have people with the horticultural skills that we have to continue doing what we have. And one of our goals is to build up a large enough endowment that if we don't have such people in the organization, that we would be able to hire someone to do the horticultural planning.
And of course, there's a lot of teamwork, a lot of leadership, which you've exhibited, Warren. Thank you for that. And really building into people to spread that vision and that sense of connection and the real concern for each other in the community. I want to thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. We'll be right back after a short break. Thank you for listening.
We all want the freedom to do the things that make us happy, especially in retirement. To get help with laying the foundation for that freedom, call 302-501-7711 and have a chat with Len. What if you ordered a pizza, but when you opened the box, a couple of pieces were missing? That would be upsetting, right? Now, think about how much you believe you've saved for retirement. Do you still owe taxes on that money? Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and his team at Dedicated Financial Services understand the importance of tax planning and can help you reduce the impact that Uncle Sam has on your retirement. Give them a call today to start working on your retirement tax plan, 302-501-7711. Now may be a great time to lower your future tax liability. Create a retirement plan today so you can get as many slices of your retirement pie as possible. Call Len at 302-501-7711 today and schedule your visit. That's 302-501-7711. Firm offers insurance services and may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services are offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC registered advisory firm. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. If you like what you hear on today's show or have questions, drop by dedicatedfinancialservices.com or call 302-501-7711 to talk to Len.
You're back listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. So glad you can spend some time listening to us. And we're talking about connecting with a purpose. That sounds sort of like a big nebulous concept, but it's really very specific. It really ties into things that are meaningful to us. It ties into things that are important, that reflect the most important things in our lives and who we are. And when you think about it, there's really a few things that we're really going to connect with. It's going to be people that we do life with. It's going to be causes. And it's going to be things that are important to us, things that we want to work on, things that we will put into the accomplishment category. So let's take a look at them as a group and individually. And the whole idea of life purpose is to really to do what we want to do that gives us a sense of importance, a sense of making a difference, and to make our lives meaningful. One of the problems when folks retire is there's a big focus on enjoyment and pleasure. And I'm all for that. I enjoy living in coastal Delaware. I enjoy all the different activities and all the resources available and all the different people I know. But for me, it's more than just enjoying life. For me, it's also having purposeful life and have purposefulness with people I do life with, and really trying to help people be purposeful as well. So when we look at the possibilities of having a purpose, it's going to be people, it's going to be causes, maybe having an impact and having accomplishments. And let's take a look at why all of them are important. The reason they're all important is because they all somehow resonate with who we are. They all resonate with very important parts of our identity. It could resonate with such things as our avocation, things that that we enjoy doing. It could resonate with our intellect, our abilities, things that really reflect who we are by what we do. It can reflect our roles in life, whether it's familial roles or whether it's societal roles. It could reflect who we are in our community. A community could be a residential community. It could be a community that we do faith in. It could be a community of people who share different interests that we have. And so all the different life purposes ultimately stem from who we are, what's important to us, and what we want to pursue. And when we connect with that purposefulness, we're connecting with who we are. I mentioned that, you know, when we retire, we try to have enjoyment, but we also want to have fulfillment. Let's take a look at really what retirement is. Retirement is a cessation from work. It's when we stop doing what we've been doing for many years, making a living. It's us stopping, the grind and the responsibilities of work. It's stopping all the pressures that we have related to work. But the fact of the matter is, work is very meaningful to us, is very purposeful for us. And when we were working, we had just that. We had purposefulness in our life. Now, there are some folks who really didn't enjoy their work. There are folks who felt work is something that they need to get out of their lives, that they have no use for the work, that, you know, the sooner the better they get done with work, the better off they are. And I do understand why people do that, because of pressures of work and wanting to have the freedom to do what they want to do with their time. But for most people, work has been really very important. Work has been something that's been fulfilling to them. And when people retire, as much as they enjoy having the freedom and do whatever they want with their discretionary time, they're giving up a part of their lives that has been somewhat fulfilling. And the problem is, if they don't fill it with something that's fulfilling, their retirement will be enjoyable, but it's not going to be all that meaningful to them. And as a result, a lot of people live a life of enjoyment. I come across people quite often that have decided that they, you know, that maybe they'll go back to work. And, you know, sometimes they go back to work because, let's face it, it's always nice to have some additional money to spend. It's always nice to have some more flexibility in a budget, maybe not to take out as much money from our nest egg as we had, you know, just get a regular cash flow coming in. Of course, work also gives people some connection with people who they enjoy working with, gives them maybe some stability and structure in their lives. But really, one of the reasons people go back to work is because it gives them purposefulness. And when we live a retirement disconnected with purposefulness, well, it sort of leaves us kind of hanging, and it doesn't necessarily connect with things that are important to us. It doesn't connect us with people in a really deep way. It connects us with people in a way that's enjoyable, and we do fun things together. But a lot of times that connection is surfacey. The accomplishments that maybe we did while we were working, you know, working toward some kind of a company goal or personal goal, some kind of a, you know, fulfillment through work, You know, when we do recreation, sometimes there's a missing sense of accomplishment with that. You know, I enjoy all kinds of recreational activities, but in none of my recreational activities, am I really devoting myself to be the best at it? Because if I did that, that would sort of defeat the purpose of doing that for recreation. So really, we need to redefine how we're spending our time and connect to those things that are most important to us, those causes, and also look at how the different things we do tie into our identity, the most important things to us. Like I mentioned, community, our intellect, our abilities, our avocation. And one I also didn't mention is our faith. That's a really, really important part of our identity, who we are, what's important to us, and what drives us. So when we look at life purpose, let's look at really where that life purpose starts. And the first one that I'll talk about is what I call an internal purpose or a longing. And this is when we look at the purposefulness of our life and we say, you know what, I have a real interest in doing something. I have a real passion for something, whatever that is. Everyone's different, and it could be anything from doing certain things for people, getting involved in certain causes, something really that's very important, usually outside of ourselves, something that's just not contained with what I want and what I enjoy. Because when we do that, we're really containing our ability to have an impact on the world to ourselves. And when we look outside ourselves, we're able to be more purposeful, have a greater impact, and make a bigger difference. And one of those things that are an impetus to us are our desires, our longings. And so you have different people. Everyone has something else that drives them. And some folks might be like, you know, I have a real passion for animals, and I want to volunteer at the shelter. I want to help get dogs adopted. I want to walk dogs, you know, for the society. And so they really focus on that as a deep desire of theirs, and they connect what they love, what they're passionate about, what they want to do with a need in the world. And that gives them great purposefulness. It's driven from who they are. It's from their passion set and what is most important to them. Other folks have something I'll call an external purpose or an external calling. And this is a little bit more abstract. Sometimes when I talk to folks about this concept, they really don't know what to do with it. And some other folks, it resonates with them very, very closely. And the idea of a calling is a sense that, you know, you have this intuition that there's something for you to do. There's a job that you are called to do. And it really, really resonates with a view that there's a bigger purpose, there's a higher power. For some folks, they view that as God, as a personal being that we can have a relationship with. Some other folks look at it as just sort of like the cosmos, this like, you know, sort of this big master plan that they're tied to. But it's an idea that they have something extraordinarily important that they need to be doing, that they have to do it. That's why they're on the face of this earth. And I've talked to some folks that have a very spiritual view of it. Specifically, God has led them or they feel called by God to do something. And I've talked to other folks that it really had nothing to do with faith. It had everything to do with their giftedness, their skill set, their preparation for something to do. And when they got involved in it, they felt that they were where they needed to be. They felt like they arrived at that place that was established for them to really fill a hole in the world, to meet needs that haven't been met. And it gives them incredible life purposefulness. Now, when we have a sense of life purposefulness, it ultimately leads to having life goals, hopes, and dreams. When I talk about life goals, hopes, and dreams, I'm talking about the maximizing your retirement life money system. You can find out about that on dedicatedfinancialservices.com on the website. Again, that's dedicatedfinancialservices.com. And you also can find about it on DelawareRetiree.com. With the life goals, hopes, and dreams, the idea is this. You know, there's a lot of things we can do. There are many things that are important to us. But ultimately, what we want to do is not just do things that are fun, not just want to do things that are enjoyable. We want to do things that are purposeful, that have a life purpose to us. It's connected with our identity. It's something that connects us with people, people that we can express love to, people we can receive love from, something that gives us a sense of well-being, a sense of peace, that no matter what's going on in the world, we're okay. And when you have that life purposefulness, you really feel like everything in your life is stacking up. Everything that you took into your life, all your many life experiences and your accomplishments, your family raising you, the way you raise your family, the people that have come into your life, your work, your preparation through your career, even the things maybe you learn in college, the different activities, the different social organizations, the different groups of folks that you are involved with, all bubble up to this place in your life when you have what I call unlimited discretionary time to do what you want. You can do whatever you want with your time. And when you connect with a purpose, when you connect with something that really, really matters to you, two things happen. One, you have enjoyment, a real fulfilling enjoyment, and you also have a sense of a coming into your own that you experience an amazing fulfillment in life. Please look at the resources we have available through the dedicatedfinancialservices.com. Get your copy of our book, Maximizing Your Retirement, and really connect who you are with what's most important to you so that you can connect with life with a purpose. You're listening to the Delaware Retiree Connection. This is your host, Len, the Delaware Retiree Advisor. Thanks for listening.
Leonard P. Haydachuk is an investment advisor representative of SGL Financial LLC and offers insurance services through this SEC-registered firm. He also offers insurance products and services in Delaware as an individual licensed and appointed insurance agent through Dedicated Financial Services. Dedicated Financial Services has a question for you. Is your retirement inflation-proofed? Here's what we mean. In retirement, chances are you're on a fixed income with variable expenses. So how do you not run out of money when the cost of just about everything continues to go up? You inflation-proof it. Lynn and the team at Dedicated Financial Services can show you strategies to help combat inflation so it doesn't outpace your retirement income. Call us today at 302-501-7711 to learn more. Inflation could take a huge chunk out of your retirement savings, but it doesn't have to. With some simple planning, inflation can go from being a major disruption to a minor annoyance. Call Lynn, the Delaware Retiree Advisor, and the team at Dedicated Financial Services now and start inflation-proofing your retirement today. 302-501-7711. That's 302-501-7711. Investing involves risk. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through SGL Financial LLC, an SEC-registered advisory firm.